Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Every year we uncover at least one interesting story from the Beaufort International Film Festival. One of those this year involves a South Carolina film production company that has embarked on creating a five-part documentary about the history of the Miss America contest. Daniel Fisher is owner of Fisher Films. He joins us by phone now from Columbia, South Carolina. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Now, tell us about your company, a brief history and overview.
Fisher Films was started in 2011. I graduated from University of South Carolina in 07 with a media arts degree, film studies minor, and worked in medical for 3 years. And then all of a sudden, my brother was getting ready to graduate high school at the time. And, you know, he wanted to act and he was in production. And I'm like, well, why don't we just start a company and do this ourselves? I had no ambition to move out to Hollywood or, you know, but not that those people are terrible or anything, but it's not really my scene. And so me and my brother started the company in 2011, and a lot of our stuff has been a lot of ad-based commercials, web commercials, and through the process, I think I've kind of garnered a love of documentary filmmaking, because I think we slowly realize, like, hey, kind of what we do every day is we go out and document what's happening in businesses, we create these stories for businesses, and so that's how I got into, with my brother, saying we need to create some documentaries.
Is that the segue into the Miss America documentary?
That is a good segue into Miss America documentary. And how that started was before the pandemic, we had worked with the Miss South Carolina organization for a couple of years because I have a good friend who's actually the executive producer on our series, Jay Pitts. And Jay's dad has been involved with the organization for decades. He was a JC, Junior Chamber of Commerce member, and that's when the young men got pulled in to work with the pageant. And so he had just been a part of the pageant for years, worked nationally on the show in the 80s. And so after we kind of stepped away from working with Miss South Carolina a couple of years ago, we were going to put in a bid for the national pageant to do their preliminary shows. And when that didn't unfold the way we wanted it to, we had all this creative energy and creative ideas about what we could do with the pageant. And me and Steven, my brother, looked at each other and like, well, we're filmmakers and we have this amazing story. And this organization is turning 100 years old. They didn't want to work with us, but that doesn't mean we can't create something to honor this organization. And Jay was on board with that. And I think we slowly realized as we were putting it together that we couldn't just make a feature-length documentary. It was going to have to be episodic. We needed more time to be able to tell the history of a 100-year-old organization. And so kind of from when that happened over the next couple of months, we kind of transformed it into a 5-episode docuseries. And then from there, started calling people he knew in the organization. We started lining up interviews.
I watched the first episode that you released at the Beaufort International Film Festival. And what are the distribution possibilities here? Have you talked to anybody yet? Netflix, Amazon, PBS?
So no big dogs yet. But we actually have been talking to Vision Films, and their CEO over there really likes what we have. She's been very impressed with it. And so we're getting some of our stuff still cleared by some lawyers in LA that have looked at our fair use stuff, a lot of things that we've used from ABC and NBC. And I think everything's going to be okay with that. But once that all clears, I think we're going to move forward with using Vision Films.
What has been the most challenging part of this experience? And this is a major documentary.
Yeah, it is. The first thing that comes up when you have these grandeur ideas of, hey, we could do this, is, okay, well, how do we finance it? And so we've been blessed to have people who will just step in the middle of this project at different times and just say, hey, we'll help you guys out. We'll help get this done.
2021, the 100th anniversary of the pageant, and nobody was putting together any kind of a centennial documentary?
No, nobody. We ran into one other crew with MGM, who I think was trying to put something together. But since then, I haven't seen them, haven't talked to them.
And how hard was it to get the blessing of the pageant itself? Because in the film, you are addressing some controversial issues.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say we have officially the blessing of the pageant. Our primary focus isn't the bad. Our primary focus is to be true to the Miss America story and at the end honor the organization. And so we have gotten some kickback, and we've gotten some kickback from people in the organization. But the great thing is that all the Miss Americas who have taken the time to talk to us, take the time to talk to Jay, my brother, myself, really understand what we're trying to do. And after they did that, they decided to sit down with us.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on.
Daniel Fisher is owner of Fisher Films, the company doing the 5-part documentary about the history of Miss America. He spoke to us by phone from his company in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.